Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, actually.
Now, you've recovered from the football.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, I was a bit depressed after that, to be honest.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I went in a lockdown, didn't look at anything.
We actually
for two
did.
Days.
We did shout out to you,
oh, did you
on the show. We said we hope you're doing okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. I was quite cocky until that second goal went in. But I'd prefer, to be honest, I'd have preferred to have lost that way than on penalties.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
So I'm very proud of the England team. I think we got a good basis of a team there. I think we'll be good.
Yeah, I've heard that come from a few English people, yeah. But that's great.
We just like a grasp on stuff
proud.
Like that.
It's good to be proud.
Right, now, a bit of a spoiler alert here. I was going to talk about something. Well, actually, no, I am.
Yeah, right. I mean, give it a teaser, I think.
If you're having, you're just about to have your breakfast, just stop for a second. I'll tell you when you're going to eat again. A team of scientists from around the globe have sequenced protein crystals found in the middle gut of cockroaches.
It's
yep.
Quite gross.
And they have said it might be the next superfood, as it offers four times the nutrition of milk from cows.
But I wonder if when people first talked about drinking milk from cows, if they were like,
exactly.
Ooh, that's gross.
Exactly. No. I'm not drinking something
so
out from
like...
there. I didn't realise where eggs come from till I was 12. But there you go. But the thing that actually amazed me, there's one cockroach that gives birth to young. Does that make them mammals? And they're the ones that they're sequencing it from. They reckon it's going to help third world countries.
So it's something that they're going to use.
Yeah, they're going to. Oh, they're okay. Not actually going to like going around milking them or anything. But that was quite an amazing thing.
That is quite amazing.
So, but I thought I can't talk about that for too long. So, this story really got me. The severe droughts that are sweeping across England, and new aerial images of a crop field in Ireland have revealed what appears to be a giant monument similar to Stonehenge.
That's quite
That's
phenomenal.
Amazing. Right? It's happening in Nottingham as well. They've found, by a priory, they've found another huge thing. But this monument, they reckon, is 1,000 years older than Stonehenge and 500 years older than the pyramids.
That's quite...
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
It's bonkers. They reckon it's got 200,000 tonnes of rock and other materials and is 85 metres wide at its widest point. It's most likely to be built at the end of the Neolithic or beginning of the Bronze Age. And it's about a mile or a K away from Newgrange in County Meath in Ireland, which has loads of prehistoric sites, and they're getting really excited about this.
So that's come from... The drought.
The drought, because the earth is like drying out, and this drone went over it this week, and they saw it all.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really amazing. But what gets me is that we still keep finding
stuff.
Yeah,
to think that that's just been sitting there.
Yeah,
it's been sitting there for a while.
But archaeologist Geraldine Stout told me, she didn't really, but I put that in there just to make me sound important, I believe Newgrange is just the centre of a much larger sacred landscape, and she thinks that there was a series of facilities built from pilgrims coming to Newgrange in prehistory. So I think they're going to find lots of more other stuff.
So what, if they dig under?
Yeah.
They're just going to find...
But apparently it lines up with all the other...
Wow.
Things that like all over the world, you know, if you draw lines around Stonehenge and you go to like it just freaks me out.
Yeah, that's quite crazy.
Which is always leads me to the ancient alien thing that people mock me about.
It is quite crazy to think that they're still discovering things like that, because it's all just sitting under the surface.
Yeah. I always used to think that when they found buried treasure and that people actually used to bury it on purpose, because they say if you leave something, it'll get covered in. When I used to live in my last house, I had a trainer, one of my trainers, my dog ripped it up, and I left it in my garden. And after 6 months, it was still there. It hadn't been covered.
It didn't cover up. But do you think 6 months is really the timeline they're talking about?
Yeah.
I think it might be kind of, you know, like
I haven't got the patience for that.
Yeah,
but it's amazing, and I think that's what makes the world so fantastic that you can do things like that.
It's quite surreal, and it's sort of a silver lining of a drought, isn't it?
It is. It is. So who knows what they're going to find next? That was it, really. It was a lot more when I wrote it down.
That's the way with these things. But I still feel like the cockroaches milk thing is interesting.
They're actually doing it in India. And they found it, and they said it's going to, it's going to help be a superfood for struggling countries that haven't got the same resources as us lucky people in the first world.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if in like 5 years' time it's on your shelves.
Would you? I mean, to be honest with you, when I first saw almond milk, I'm not drinking that shit, but now I love it.
Yeah.
So, but would you?
And like soya beans.
Would you drink it?
You know what? Maybe.
I think it's because you'd have to call it something else.
Well, I think even if you called it something else, you'd still, like, it would still be clear.
Something else milk. I was actually talking to...
That's almost worse.
I was talking to the news team earlier on, and I said, would you eat an insect? And then we started talking about things like prawns.
Did they say they would?
Some of them did, but they're crazy. You know what the news team are like. They're absolutely mad. Yeah, yeah. But it's a story I'm going to keep looking at because I think there's so many things out there that can help us that we still don't know about.
Yeah, but I mean, is that if you're vegetarian, it's not something you'd touch, probably. Or vegan? Because you're not going to milk a cockroach. The cockroach would have to die.
No, they get the crystals and then they're going to modify them. Right. They're going to sequence them. And
sounds like it'd be expensive.
But... Who was the first person? This is what always amazes me. Who was the first person that thought, you know what? I reckon we can have cockroach milk. You go, mate, what are you, stupid?
I know. I mean, it probably evolves from like looking at the protein of a cockroach.
Yeah.
Because eating cockroaches has been something that's been around for a while.
Has it?
Well, like, people do it, don't they?
I don't know.
Maybe they don't.
I don't know. We're so lucky living in Auckland, you don't have to do that. Just think what it was like if you had no choice.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't, as you say, cow's milk, yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like, who's the first person who thought, oh, if I squeeze this thing, something might come out of it, and then...
Yeah, it must have been very, very dodgy. Weird. Probably got transported to Australia for that sort of behaviour.
Anyway, well, thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
See you next
week. Yeah, enjoy your breakfast now. Pour lots of milk on your cereal.
Yuck.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.